Hey guys.
Hi guys.
Welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod.
Woohoo!
I literally think that this episode is going to be 2 hours long.
Yeah, I think so probably too.
It's like we have so many notes. We're about to recount Vanderpump fucking history.
Yeah, we have to introduce ourselves.
Oh my God, I'm too excited. Hi. welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod. I'm Sophie Wilson-Felton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And this is a Vanderpump Rules Rewatch Podcast.
Woohoo!
I'll say up top, like, if you guys want to subscribe on Spotify or Apple and leave a review, just do a 5-star review.
Yeah, and just do a 5-star review.
Just do a 5-star review. Nothing more, nothing less.
If you have anything else in mind, don't.
Don't worry about it. I don't want to jinx it. I obviously know we will get one day.
Yeah.
The pod is growing. We will get a not 5-star review,
no.
But to have 135 purely 5-star reviews feels so good.
I know. I mean, it feels amazing.
It's a huge point of pride.
Our
so
cult.
Let's keep it. Let's keep that same energy, though.
Let's rock with that vibe.
And oh my God, you guys have been so sweet.
It really warmed
my heart. And I'm never going to stop saying it.
You have been so.
A lot of them are they.
They.
A lot. I know a lot of y'all motherfuckers are they.
The royal they.
The royal they.
Have been so kind and supportive towards us.
Yeah, except for the person who I blocked.
Right. So that's. Well, I didn't think that it was bad to block, but some people think it's akin to the literal crime.
I will say, like, I kind of stand 10 toes down on blocking.
Me too.
I blocked someone who I guess and literally all love. Like, I'm sorry, I get why you could be upset. I blocked someone who's a listener of the pod. I don't fully remember what they did. I'm sure they took a bit of a tone with me in the comments, which is fine, but it's also fine for me to block you. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's like, the thing is that it's just a tick. It's just TikTok app. So it's like,
yeah,
like, I'm sorry you got blocked. You're okay.
You're okay.
You're okay.
Well, and to be honest, I'll say this, like, as a TikTok creator, people are so fucking mean to me on there. Not on our page. Like, really, you guys are mostly pretty kind. I'm just like, I really do just like block with abandon because I'm used to people being so rude to me on my personal account that I kind of was like, keep that same energy though, smash that block button. And I will actually try to exercise more caution, but it is like, you know what? Sometimes I get high, I get scared, and I'm on the TikTok
right.
comments and I'm blocking people.
Here's the thing about me is that I forget that blocking is even an option. And guess what? Now y'all put it in my brains. I'm gonna be walking left, right, and fucking center.
But someone did get mad and they were like, really disappointed that you blocked me. You have lost a listener. And I was like, I literally was like, sorry.
You issued a very kind apology.
I just said, you know, sometimes I just block and I'm sorry that I alienated a listener, but also like,
can I say something as well?
I don't know.
I mean, they're not listening because they said they wouldn't be. So
and
if they're true to their word.
If you are, we welcome you back with open arms, honey.
Yeah, but I'm about to say something that might hurt your feelings. So
you might want to go away.
So click off or click through this for a second. If you already have a burner, it's like, all right, you're getting blocked other places too. Because they commented on their burner being like, you blocked my main. It's like, so your main is getting blocked. Your main is frequently getting blocked then.
That made me laugh because I said to Hannah and she was like, so they have a burner because people are constantly blocking them.
Yeah, obviously. It's like, stop taking tones with people.
I'll say this and then I'll drop it. I honestly think what happened is that I made a post and then they kind of were like, they reiterated exactly what I said in the post, but commented it like they were disagreeing with me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I just said.
Yeah.
In response, which I'm like, I also should just not respond to people's comments. And then they were like, yeah, I know. And I was like, okay, so
well,
I have to block you because you're scaring me.
And you scared me, so you're blocked.
It's not like I'm like, you're evil, but it is like, look.
Wait, just because you're blocked doesn't mean you're evil. Just means you're blocked.
It just means that you probably scared me. Which is like, a lot of people who aren't evil scare me constantly.
No, seriously.
And the block button is just to protect our own peace.
Yeah.
It's like horrifying on TikTok. It's
I know.
Too much.
I know.
But anyway, I'm like very pro blocking. If anyone wants to block me, I'm like, go freaking ahead.
Me too. And
whatever you need.
Also, because like, I'm not going to notice. So like, block me if you want.
No, I know. Now that we've addressed the drama.
Our controversy.
Addressing the rumors.
Yeah, let's get into our sexy unique stuff.
Okay.
Sophia, what sexy unique thing happened to you this week?
Well, my friend let me borrow their car.
That's so crazy, and I'm just finding out about it today.
I know, I've had it since Tuesday. Technically since Monday, but I couldn't pick it up until Tuesday. I love having a car. I'm meant to have a car.
Yeah, I'm driving around in that thing.
Like, damn, this is the life for me.
It makes me like a happier person.
Yes. I literally love driving around. They don't even have an aux cord. I'm listening to the radio being like, this is the life.
I love the radio.
I do too now.
Yeah.
I'm listening to a lot of songs and it just makes me, I literally love having the car. And then yesterday we went to Long Island.
Oh, fun.
And we went to
shopping.
I went shopping. Fuck. And so I got some new clothes for the summer. I'm wearing three new things.
Cute.
Hat, shirt, and pants.
Yeah, all full outfit. New.
The Patreonites will see it. It is
Patreonites.
Kind of. You love when I say that.
It's so funny.
Patreonistas.
Patreon.
No, that's like something that Los Culturistas or something. That's like stolen.
That's their thing.
The patrons. Clean and simple.
The Patriots.
We'll see that I'm wearing kind of a black denim short, a little white top.
Little white top.
T-shirt. And a hat that says Antigua on it.
I like it. I know I have some backstory with Antigua, but I won't get into it.
Mostly colonial stuff, but I'm just happy because I was like, I really want some shorts and I got two new shorts, which is awesome.
I need new shorts too.
Yeah. I went to a Savers that was awesome because they had a whole men's like room. Something I've learned since being trans or whatever is that a lot of the times like your Goodwills, whatever, are not even going to have a men's section. They might have like one single rack. Wait, or like a little corner.
The Salvation Army in like West Village area, they have a corner of women. They only have a corner of women's wear.
Okay, I need to go there. Flipping the script. But we get there. We are literally like, we're going to get our hands dirty. Like we're really going to get to work. Cause I was like, I need some like stuff for the summer. Yeah. And so we literally have like filled a cart to the brim, like literally to the brim. There are no changing rooms.
Right. So I love when they do that.
Yep. The bathroom is like, I don't want to change in there. There's diarrhea on the toilet, obviously, that isn't being flushed.
And I don't even think they like when you change in the bathroom.
They definitely don't like. They wouldn't like if we brought a huge cart of clothes in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I do not want to be changing in the bathroom. I mean, it's disgusting in there.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. And so then we're like, okay, we're going to change in the aisles. And we change in the aisles. I'm like in my little white boxers. Obviously, aww. I put a tank top on because I don't want people to see my top surgery and be like, demon or whatever. So I'm in kind of like a very like feminine, like just nude kind of shapewear-esque tank top.
Yeah, cute.
And then at the very end, a woman came up and was like, we have gotten some complaints. You guys cannot change in the aisles anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like we were in our underwear. Literally, yeah. It was like boxers or like spandex. Is what
okay,
we were walking
people
with.
People wear that around.
And a tank top.
People
so it was just like.
Wear that around.
Yeah, literally. Maybe it was because we were gay.
Yeah, literally.
I think, obviously.
Wake up, Long Island.
But so stuck then we got some complaints and we had to stop. But by that time, we'd basically tried everything on.
Yeah, so you were like, I actually don't need to do it anymore. Anyways, fuck you.
Yes.
I want to buy a bunch of this stuff.
Fuck you. Yeah, I was riding high from that. I just like got my little shorts, which I'm really happy about. I got like exactly what I wanted. And I got a little bag.
Cute, that's awesome.
My sexy thing.
That's
and
amazing.
I'm rocking all of my garb.
Yeah, it looks really good. Did you wash it before?
Yes.
Nice.
I actually just washed it right before I got here because I was like, I really want to wear my new clothes.
Yeah.
So I had to.
I've been washing my new clothes recently as well. My new old clothes, my Goodwill stuff. But I never used to do that.
Yeah. I used to be a lot grosser and wouldn't do it. But I also would be like honestly fine with not washing the shorts. But I was like, I can't put that shirt on before I wash it.
Yeah.
Or after. Yeah. I just, I have to. Anyway, that's my sexy thing.
I love that.
I feel sexified.
That's amazing.
What sexy, unique thing happened to you this week, Anna?
Well, I was just telling you, but I have been so busy this week and I sound like a broken record, I feel, but I have been like busier than usual.
It's okay. You lead a busy life.
And this week was so busy.
This
it was
week
crazy.
Was. Yeah.
It was literally crazy. Like, haven't been home for a moment to catch my breath. My room is a sty. I'm looking at a disgusting stain on my bed.
I know Hannah's not allowed to go to the lesbian party with me tonight because she has to clean her room.
Yeah. And which is like an excuse that I used to use to not hang out with people all the time. And now it's for real.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, and it's like you need a recharge.
Yeah. And I actually have a lot of
respect.
Work to do. I have to clip stuff for this podcast. I have to do some social media for Udder, et cetera, et cetera.
We're working for you.
In the midst of all this chaos, I did go ahead and get my belly button pierced.
Hell yeah. Rock on.
Yeah,
let's talk about it.
It hurt bad because the piercer was fucked up.
Yeah.
Making comments about my quote unquote anatomy.
Yes.
Hello?
Parentheses body.
Yeah, body.
Stop.
It is so crazy. It's like, I have a little tummy and it's cute. Fuck you.
Yeah. Okay. Period. Me. First of all, period. Second of all, it's like, you literally deal with people's bodies all day long. Don't you think you would learn how to like interface with people without making them feel weird about it.
I know. And it's like,
it's like a huge part of your job.
So crazy. I have like a regular ass bod and it's like,
you have a rocking bod.
I have a rocking sexy feminine body.
I have a beautiful feminine, feminine figure.
People tell me that literally all the time.
Men on the street are calling, will not let me forget that.
Honey. I have literally hips like, whoa.
waist on thin a hips like, whoa.
Yeah, it's true. And when I hit the gym, ass so fat you wouldn't believe. Not quite right now.
I literally sound like I'm dying when I laugh.
He was like, because of your anatomy, the piercing looks wrong. And I was like,
what does that mean?
Okay, like whatever. And he was like, but I need you to know that I did it right. And it's your anatomy. It's your stomach.
It's
and
your
I was
fuck like, ass body. Like,
okay.
Fuck you.
Okay. It's fine.
I think it looks literally good at normal BTW.
It does. It literally does. I went to Artie, my roommate's birthday dinner and drinks and right afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, can we see? And I was like, yeah, pulled up my shirt, blood everywhere.
Stop. Holy shit. That is literally not what I thought you were going to say.
And I literally was like, it's supposed to be like that.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That is so funny. Wait, stop.
They were like, what? Whoa, cute.
Holy shit. That is literally so funny. Love your shirt. It's spurting blood.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But what a horror that is.
I know. Because I wasn't expecting it at all, obviously.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be like, woo!
In a restaurant.
Yeah.
So that happened. That was really sexy. I feel sexy, ready for the summer. And then also, I saw Stranger Things on Broadway.
Yeah. Because guess what?
Our bestie ass friend, Shay Grant, is in the production.
Stranger Things on Broadway.
They have lines. They have a scene with one other person. They have a bunch more lines. They dance.
Get it. Wait, they dance?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is a crazy show.
I mean, yeah, they literally kept being like, there's a ton of pyrotechnics. It's there kind is. Of scary.
They apparently invented new tech for it.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
Shay's manager told me that because I sat next to her.
Yeah. That is so funny that you had to sit like where her agent was supposed to sit.
A woman next to me, damn, this sucks so bad. A woman next to me was like, I was sitting in the rep section.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's like, yeah, our other friends all sat together and I sat with Shay's manager but in the rep section.
You got that free ticket, honey.
Yeah, I did. So I was sitting there. The woman next to me is like, you look so familiar. Like, who do you have in the show? Like, who do you represent? And I was like, oh, you come into my restaurant. You come into the restaurant that I work at.
Yeah. And I'm also a manager.
And I'm, yeah.
Did you tell her?
Yeah. I was like, I think you come into St. Jardine. I think I'm your barista.
It is so funny that you were sitting with the agents and the managers.
I know.
Literally the most like insane class of people.
Of course. And
Tweaker City.
Shay's manager was like, do my eyelashes look good? And I was like, who are you?
Exactly.
Who are you?
Likely thing for someone, for a manager to say, do my eyelashes look good?
She had just for the first time tried.
Lift and tint?
No, she had just for the first time tried putting on individual falsies instead of a strip.
Right.
And the way she was saying it, I was like, does she think it looks good or bad? And I was like, it looks perfect. And she was like, thank you, I knew it. And I was like, yeah, nailed it. But then also I got to go to the after party, which was really cool. Mitch from Pentatonix was there.
Hell yeah. We need to network with him.
I know. I sat behind Jemima Kirk at Stranger Things. Oh, I saw Alan Cumming.
Alan!
A bunch of the cast of Stranger Things, the TV show, was there. Natalia Dyer.
Who was that?
Well, she's a girl who's about to blow away in the wind. Smallest girl I've ever seen. She's in Stranger Things.
I thought you were going to say she's about to blow up. Like, she's about to be huge.
She already did blow up.
Totally.
She's famous.
I don't know who that is.
And then probably my final thing from that experience was that at the end of the night, AJ, Alana, Lily, and Shay all took a cab home from Central Park West, which is where the after party was.
Classic place.
And I was like, I can't take a cab home to Sunset Park because it will be
$150.
It is... Currently, when I was leaving, it was 1:30 in the morning. Had to be at work at 7 the next day. Took the train home, got home around 2:45.
Yep.
And on the train, I did think I had appendicitis.
Yes.
Turns out, it was my shapewear.
That is literally what happened to me.
I know.
That is literally what happened to me.
It's because I put on these like kind of Spanx things because I was going to wear a skin tight dress and I don't like when you can see my belly button through it.
Yeah.
And then I...
The blood.
The blood. I don't like when you can see the blood through it.
I don't like when you can see my belly button ring blood through it.
And then I changed into a different dress, but I didn't have time to take the Spanx off because that day I had to take my nanny kid to the dentist in Chelsea and then go straight to the show.
You had to take... You took him to the dentist in Chelsea in your shapewear?
Yeah. I Damn. Spent the whole day in my shapewear. It squeezed me half to death.
Yeah.
It was awful.
It's like medically dangerous to take to keep that on.
No, I literally was on the train like crying so hard being like, I have to call out of work tomorrow and I have to go to the hospital right now. Like, I don't know what to do.
I know.
And then I had to walk from the train up to my house like dragging my feet, walking so slow, but wanting to get home so bad because it was 2:45 and I had to be awake in 2.5 hours.
And then you took the shapewear off. You immediately felt better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt fine.
That is literally what happened to me when I was home with my compression vest on after surgery. I was laying down. I stood up. I said, wow, I'm having actually some of the most intense pain that I've ever experienced in my stomach. This is crazy. Googling, what is appendicitis feeling? I was like, and I have appendicitis. I took the compression vest off, immediately felt 100%
immediately
better.
Immediately fine.
Yeah.
There are common threads between our communities.
There are.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Okay. Vanderpump Rules season 2, episode 13, Bitch Slap.
Bitch Slap.
Bitch Slap. Ooh. Okay. So we open up at the punch bowl with Stassi, Christina Kelly, and Katie. Stassi is explaining that last night she, Lisa, Sheena, and Ariana were all hanging out. And basically, Lisa got Jax to admit that he had sex with Kristen.
Lisa has a special power over him. He says it
she
later.
She does. She does have a special power over him.
It's disgusting to me. I hate it.
Well, yeah, because it's a perverted power.
Exactly.
Basically, they're like, this is what I was saying to you before, where I was like, someone else said that Kristen reeks of old coffee and cigarettes.
Christina Kelly said it. Before.
No, but then Jax said it. They that when they got Jax to admit it, he was like, Kristen, like, I would never do that. She smells like old coffee and cigarettes. And
I know.
I can't believe they're all saying that.
Everyone at the restaurant says it.
And later we learned that also apparently Jax smells, which is disgusting.
Yeah, his breath.
That's so gross. That part was so fucking gross.
I know.
Basically, they're just explaining that, like, they just pressured him and pressured him until he finally gave in and confessed that, yes, they did have sex 2 times, one of which Tom was sleeping in the other room and Kristen and Jax were watching the movie Drive. Then Christina Kelly is basically like, Stassi, I'm so sorry. Like, that is awful. And Stassi starts crying because at first she just seems like she's not really mad and just seems really rageful. I did feel like she was just kind of like riding high off of the
adrenaline
or whatever. And then she kind of like breaks down and is like crying. And obviously it's literally a massive betrayal.
Right.
And she says, I've never been filled with so much hatred. I'm going to crucify her. I'm going to destroy her life. You have no idea. Stassi is literally being so scary this entire episode.
I know.
She's being horrifying.
She goes, A, my best friend fucked my ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
B, Kristen encouraged me to get back together with him while they were banging. C, Kristen was with Sandoval. D, Tom Sandoval and Jax are best friends. E, she's the most horrible bitch on the planet.
Yes.
And that's why she's going to crucify her, destroy her, eviscerate her.
Yes. Yes. She literally wants to, like, quite literally ruin her life. She wants her to lose her job and all of her friends.
Yeah. She wants her to move out of Los Angeles.
Yes.
She wants to never see her or speak to her again.
Yes, 100%. And, I mean, it is obviously insane that Kristen was encouraging Stassi to get back together with him.
I know.
Also, I don't know. I just want to know the truth of, like, how many times they actually slept together. Do you think it was actually 2? Because it's obviously so fucked up either way if you have slept with him and you're encouraging her to do that. But it's not like they were having... Do you think they were having, like, a relationship?
An active sexual relationship?
Yeah.
Honestly, no.
Yeah, me too. I think it was a crime of opportunity.
Yeah. And passion overtook them, obviously.
While they were watching Drive.
Drive inspired them. When this kind of situation happened to me...
Yes, let that sink in.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that? Yeah,
that
happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
This level of betrayal that is, to them, world ending.
Yes.
My world had to keep going. But anyways, they were having like an active sexual relationship and she was like FaceTiming him all of the time. And I was like, it's weird that they're such good friends all of a sudden.
Well,
that's what happened with Jax and Kristen
too. Yeah, because she said that there was a time when, Stassi said there was a time when Kristen was oddly obsessed with Jax.
So maybe they were like kind of, maybe it was
like
not
flirtation
for,
or whatever.
Maybe it was like a month of like hooking up. And then they were both like, you smell too bad.
No, you smell too bad. One of us smells nasty. It's both of us. And then Stassi says, I want to wrap a dildo in Aston and give it as a present to Kristen so it tears her insides out.
It's so violent. It's crazy.
She is literally being so fucking scary.
That is like horrifying imagery.
Yes.
It's one of the worst she's ever said up till now.
Yes. It is really bad. She is she's just so excited to be able to destroy Kristen.
Yeah. She like has a level of joy
literally
over it.
Yes.
Because it's like literally her passion.
Because even like we'll see later whatever, like Lisa is like, okay. Like, everyone's letting her do her crazy shit that she wants to
do. I know. It's and so every, crazy. Every time somebody brings it up to her that, like, Kristen is jealous of her, she gets, like, an evil smile on her face. She does. It's crazy. Oh,
she's bonkers.
Okay, so now we're at Tom and Kristen's apartment, and Kristen is trying to rework her resume because she doesn't know how long she's going to be having this job at Sir.
Yes.
Whether she'll kind of get fired or quit, who knows? Who can say? But she doesn't want to work service at all anymore. She doesn't want to wait tables, and she doesn't want to bartend. And Tom is like, well, somebody needs to make the money around here. And Kristen is like, you do not pay my bills, bitch.
Yes, you do not pay my bills, bitch.
So she's kind of typing up her resume, and she's like laughing and being like, do you think I can say that I can still say that I work well with others?
No,
you should have never said that.
No,
you never should have said that.
You literally never could.
But Tom goes, you should say whatever you have to on the resume to get a job.
Also, secret is that Hannah and I are re-recording this because I was having a coughing attack last time. Yeah. But I do want to mention again that she was like, how do you make a bullet point?
Oh, yeah.
Because they literally don't know how to use computers.
Yeah, they don't. It's crazy.
It's literally insane. It's Microsoft Word.
Extremely simple to make a bullet point because at the top of the page, there's a picture of bullet points. So just click on that.
It's 2015.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
As you were saying last time, like, it literally sometimes is like they're new to computers.
Well, it's like they barely know how to use their phones as well.
Yes.
It's so crazy. It is 2015.
They're acting like it, like, literally Microsoft Word was just invented.
I was 16 turning 17 in 2015.
Yes.
I knew how to use a computer like the back of my hand.
Of course. And everyone it's not like did. They're old.
No, they're not old. They're not old.
So then we're at Sir, and Lisa's organizing the restaurant, and Stassi goes to find her, and they have a conversation in Lisa's convertible. She's like, get in.
Lisa's about to leave in her convertible, top down, about to drive way out of the back alley. Stassi comes up, and Lisa's like, okay, get in. They don't drive anywhere.
No, they're having a conversation, and
it's parked.
Lisa just doesn't want to get out of her convertible.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so funny to imagine production, like, setting that scene up, but whatever. Lisa's like, I never thought that Jax would admit it. At first, like, Stassi, she's like, I was shocked, and now I'm, like, feeling very emotional. And Stassi once again tells Lisa that she wants to destroy Kristen. And yep. Lisa says, like, don't become a victim of this.
Yeah, but Stassi goes, I hate her, I hate her, I hate her, I hate her, I hate her.
Yeah, and also it's like, she's not going to become a victim of this. Like, that framing makes it seem like, oh, don't let this, like, destroy you and make you really sad. It's not going to make her sad.
No. It's bringing her energy.
It's literally energizing
her. It's, like, revitalizing her.
Yes.
She's been in a slump, and she's now back on her way up.
Yeah, she's getting her groove back.
Yeah.
Stassi basically says that she feels completely detached from Jax and therefore is more hurt by Kristen. There's a lot of, obviously, misogyny in this episode in terms of the way that people are treating Jax versus Kristen. It would be one thing if Stassi was like, I've detached emotionally from Jax, therefore I'm just, like, we're just not going to talk to him anymore. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, like, rageful at him the way that I'm mad at Kristen. But literally instead, she's like, he's just still my friend.
Yeah, it would be a different story if he wasn't in her life at all anymore. But somehow, some way, they're closer friends than
they
ever have
been.
They're
inviting him to the beach.
They're inviting him to the beach.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
It's so weird. I mean, I know why they had to have that scene, but, like...
And I mean, this whole thing of, like, well, we just know that Jax is such a bad guy, like, so it just doesn't matter.
So why are you, like, hanging out with him at all, then?
Literally. Then why are you hanging out with him at all?
They keep being like, hey, Jax, no offense, but everybody knows you're a piece of shit. And he's like,
yeah, it's like, okay.
Okay. Why would you want somebody in your life who's going to continue to behave like that?
I don't know. And obviously, just, like, on the whole, Jax has done 1 billion way worse things than Kristen ever has.
Yes.
Like, Kristen is obviously at this point in time insufferable to be around, but she's mostly ruining her own life.
I know.
Jax is, like, wronging people left and right.
Yes. Kristen is, like, having blow-ups in public that are damaging herself only.
Yeah, and it's damaging her friendships by proxy, but it's not, like, direct. She's not doing things to her friends.
I would like to say, in the context of this entire episode, that clip that I sent you today of Kristen Doty watching one of her old Vanderpump Rules scenes where she's having a freak out.
Yes.
I'm so proud of Kristen.
I'm literally so happy for her.
It made me almost shed a tear. She is so mature.
Yes.
She has done so much work on herself.
Yes.
She is a grounded mother.
Mother.
She
has she, like, had her baby yet?
No, not yet, I don't think. But I literally am so happy for her. And this is, like, a different person.
This is
a different character. Person that
literally
exists
is.
Now.
I mean, yeah, it must be insane for her to, like, watch that clip. It's, like, crazy.
The way she was watching it was, like, she was laughing at the girl on the screen.
Yes.
It's like, that's not me.
Stassi is like, why is Kristen still working here? And Lisa's like, I can't just fire her because she slept with your ex. And it's like, you can fire her because she's terrible at her job and keeps screaming at everyone.
And she, like, never shows up for her shift.
Literally.
Yeah.
Kristen, meanwhile, thinks that she's fired. Yeah, it's like, Kristen. You can fire her. She doesn't even think she has a job anymore.
And she doesn't want to work there.
No. Lisa's like, okay, well, she's on a downward spiral. I don't know why. I know why.
Duh. Everybody knows why. It's obvious. She's screaming about it at work.
Her boyfriend has ruined her life.
Yeah. Her addiction. Anyway,
her addiction, parentheses, Dom Sandoval has ruined her life. Stassi then like mentions that Kristen did the same thing with Peter when she was like, after she dated Peter, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if they hooked up or if Kristen was just like tried to hook up with him.
No, she just was after. She just started flirting with Peter once Stassi started dating him.
I mean, Kristen clearly just, I've said this before on the podcast, is like deeply, they all are, but is deeply insecure and especially has something like a thing with Stassi where she like wants what Stassi has.
And very unstable at this point.
Yes. Stassi basically says like, Kristen is never going to admit this. I also can't confront her alone because like, I need there to be witnesses or whatever. Cause I like need to this to be like literally as terrible and life ruining as possible. And Lisa is basically just like, please don't create a scene at Sir. And Stassi is like, oh, I won't like do this at Sir cause it's going to be catastrophic.
Literally.
Which is obviously so awful cause they're constantly creating scenes at Sir that I would consider to be catastrophic. So it's like, well, what do you have planned?
And well, it's like we've said before, like she thinks that a biblical crime has been committed against her. And so she needs to come up with a punishment that is equally as like life ruining.
Literally.
She says there is no punishment big enough for Kristen. Anything I do, I feel totally justified.
Once again, they're like insistence upon getting revenge is so sickening.
I know, because also ultimately like Kristen didn't really do anything to her. Like I definitely understand being hurt by this, but it is like she didn't fuck your boyfriend while you were together.
Yeah, I mean
she fucked your nasty ex-boyfriend who you actually hate.
Yes, it's off. I mean, I understand that's a betrayal. Obviously, the main betrayal is to Tom.
Yeah,
but it is still betrayal to Stassi. But of course, it's not like, yeah, you don't need to ruin her fucking life. No. I don't know. It's just scary.
Yeah, she's being really, really scary. She has a scary side coming out. Okay, so now we're at Jax's 34th birthday dinner. Yeah, it's Jax's birthday.
I wrote the boys go out to eat for Jax's 34th birthday. I want to kill myself.
Literally. It's boys' night. So they all get there. It's Jax, Schwartz, Peter, and Shay. And Shay announces that he is engaged. There's like a lot of events happening that they normally would have made a bigger deal about, but
Sheena and Shay's engagement is getting massively overshadowed by everything that's going on.
Entirely trampled.
Which is just like so on brand.
And she's like trying a couple of times during this episode to like show off her ring and it's like, no one cares.
Yes.
There's other stuff going on. The confrontation
scene where she literally is like, look before.
Have you seen my ring
before
yet?
Before Stassi can like eviscerate Kristen. It's like, girl, sit down.
Literally. Shay announces his engagement and they all do shots. Mm-hmm. Jack says in his confessional that it's been a really, really, really hard year.
Yeah. Wait, once again, this is a repetition, but literally his life is hard because he makes it. He does terrible things.
Yeah.
Like it's
he's
not,
wronging people.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, this is a hard year. Like had some trouble at work or I was like really depressed or whatever. It's like it was a hard year because you did a bunch of literally awful things to the people around you.
Yeah. It's been a hard year because you've had to like face the consequences of your actions. And it's like, you're not barely owning up to them. It's just like people are kind of yelling at you about them.
Yes.
And that makes for a hard year, a really, really hard year. So they're having dinner. They're going to have steak and lobster. They put on their bibs. Mm-hmm. Jack says this is boys' night.
He says with all the crap that's been going down, I just want the guys together. Have some steak and lobster. No stress. No women. Let's make that clear. No women. No women.
No women. So funny. It's like, okay, don't jinx it.
They literally hate women so bad.
I know they hate women so much. When it's time to hang out with your friends, there shan't be a woman involved.
No.
She's just going to ruin the night with her period.
She's going to ruin the vibe. Wait, also, sorry. Schwartz tells Shay that he'll tattoo Katie's name on his butt if Shay tattoos Sheena's name on his butt, which we will come to find out is literally an obsession of his because then he gets Sandoval to do that later. Yeah. So it's like, that's something you want to do.
No, he wants to get Bubba tattooed.
Shay says, I'd rather tattoo Schwartz on my ass than Sheena.
Yeah. He said, I would tattoo Schwartz before Sheena. Why?
Why?
I don't even think you guys are that good of friends.
No. I pray it's out of respect for Sheena. I feel that it's not.
I don't. How often do they do things out of respect for their girlfriends Nearly and fiancés?
Never. Nearly never.
Never
ever.
Schwartz got Jax a t-shirt that says, I got Jackson. All I got was this lousy t-shirt, which is, I hate it. I hate getting Jaxed. I hate the idea of getting Jaxed.
Well, obviously, in my mind, whenever they say getting Jaxed, to me, that means that you got HPV from him.
Yeah.
That is what that means to me.
Here's the thing about it. I think that he has maybe herpes and not HPV because HPV is like, 100% believe he has HPV, but it is like an undetectable STI in men.
Okay, thank you.
So they wouldn't really care about that, doctor. I don't think.
Well, he has herpes.
I think he has herpes, yeah.
And to me, that's what getting Jax means.
And I know he's not taking that medication. that no makes it.
No fucking way. He's not taking any medication. He's just taking a bunch of workout supplements.
Not anymore.
He's like, those are my vitamins.
It's keeping my herpes at bay. My pre-workout.
My pre-workout is keeping my herpes at bay.
Schwartz gives him the I Got Jacks t-shirt. And while he's kind of receiving that present, they're all cackling. They're laughing maniacally. Mm-hmm. They love it.
They love it. They can't get enough of it.
Stassi kind of emerges from the shadows up to the table.
I wrote down that she struts up like a literal witch.
Yes, she sure does. A witch of WeHo.
Oh, wait. Also, sorry. Side note is that this is just like a really tangent-y, but this episode, there is a guy there named Matt who was famous on Vine. Do you know that guy?
That guy, Matt, who's famous on Vine.
He's just a guy that keeps hanging out with him. He's at the birthday dinner and he's at the beach later.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre.
Okay. I didn't even take note of him.
Yeah.
I love your brain.
You're welcome. I never forget a face, but I actually constantly forget a face.
I forget a face and a name.
Yes.
I was at dinner the other night and somebody reintroduced themselves to me. And I was like, sorry, I'm bad at that kind of thing. And they were like, names and faces. And I was like,
literally, yeah.
Okay. Stassi walks up. She sits down at the head of the table and she orders a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, why the fuck are you here? Whatever. And she is kind of smiling. She's got a plan in her mind.
Well, she's also like, well, I'm here. And you have crashed every single one of my birthdays, so it's fine for me to fucking come to your boys' night.
Yeah, he's like, you're at my boys' night. And she's like, you've ruined every birthday I've ever had.
Literally, period.
You did it last year and you did it this year in kind of like bad way.
Yes, and I bet you'll do it next year too.
100%. I mean, her birthday gets ruined every year, famously.
So awesome.
So she's kind of recalling all the ways in which he's ruined her life. Yeah. And then he's like, are you here to fight with me? Because it's boys' night. And she's like, I'm not here to fight with you. I have something to discuss with you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when she drops the bomb. That Jax
the bomb.
And Kristen, the
quote unquote bomb.
The bomb to Peter, that Jax and Kristen slept together. Moment of silence from the table.
It is literally a moment of silence from the table where it seems like everyone already knew.
Everybody already knew. Schwartz
except for
definitely
Peter.
Knew.
Schwartz definitely knew.
Shay, I don't know if Shay knew, but
Shay,
he doesn't care.
He's in a different universe.
Yeah, he's not there right now.
No. He's
knock,
not
knock,
there
Shay,
right now.
Shay, wake up.
Shay, knock, knock, no one's home.
Peter, however, is like, what the hell? What the hell are you doing, man? Why the fuck did you do that? You slept with Kristen?
Why the hell are you sleeping with Kristen? What the hell are you doing?
Yeah. Why the hell did you bang Kristen?
Oh my God, the use of the word bang.
I know. And Schwartz is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not crucify him on his birthday.
They mean to say persecute. They keep saying prosecute.
Let's not prosecute him on his birthday.
They're so fucking stupid.
You know what? That's kind of a rare slip up for Schwartz because he has, as I texted you yesterday, an extremely extensive vocabulary.
Wait, did you see that TikTok?
Yeah, yes. Of all of his words
but
that he
I
said in the
like
interview.
He is probably misusing a lot of those.
I honestly don't think he is because I would have really taken note of that because it is a huge pet peeve of mine when people misuse words.
Totally.
Granderous. That's not misusing a word. That's making a word up.
That's inventing a word.
That's inventing. So that's honorable.
Yeah.
Peter was like, what the hell? I can't believe you did that. He's so mad. And he says that Kristen has slept in his bed before, but nothing happened.
Yes.
Because he doesn't sleep with anything that moves like Jax. It's what separates him from the animals. Schwartz says that he's heard rumors of this before, but he did not believe it because this would be a new low even for Jax.
It's like so impossible to believe that they would think it's a new low.
Jax has 100% done way worse stuff.
Yes. That you know about. Like
he
that
cheated
Schwartz
on Stassi and got a girl pregnant in Vegas. Remember that?
Yep.
That was worse than this.
Yeah. Stassi goes, I got prosecuted last year on my birthday and I was left by myself with Peter.
I know, that was so funny. Jax is like, I actually don't want to talk about this.
Yes.
Actually, I don't want to talk about this.
Actually, randomly, I don't want to talk about the thing that I did that's bad and pissing you off and going to make everyone mad at me. But not even.
I know, not even. He goes, I've already thrown her under the bus. She slept with me. I slept with her. Once at hers, once at mine, it's over.
She slept with me. We slept together twice. It's over. Once at hers, once at mine. He's literally coked out ramblings. It's crazy to watch his brain like try to produce sentences.
Yeah.
He just can't do it.
No, he can't. He's like trying to run the facts through his mind.
And
but
it just takes him like he has to use twice the amount of words as a normal person to like get his point across.
Yeah, to get
he's
a simple
rambling.
To get a simple point across.
Yes.
Stassi is like, I'm not here to yell at you. Okay.
Yes.
We all know you did this and it's crazy. It's fucking crazy. But I'm not here to prosecute you.
Yes.
I'm here to ask for your help.
Yes.
Because I am going to confront Kristen in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to say that I'm lying and that you're lying. And I need you to be there to be like,
yes,
no, it happened.
She literally throughout this episode keeps talking to him like a child.
Yeah.
Like she literally will say like, so how are you going to react when she lies? Like, mm-hmm. what are you going to say? Like mm-hmm. literally talking to him like a child.
Well,
it's so crazy.
He has to be talked to like that.
Yes.
If you're going to use Jax in a plan, it needs to be extremely clear to him what you're going to do.
Yeah. And clear to you what he's going to do.
Yes. There can be no gray area or he will fuck it up.
Yes.
It's so risky to like use him as a pawn in a plan where you're trying to get something done.
Yes.
But she's like, are you going to lie? are you going to lie when I ask you if it happened? And he goes, I'm 34, man. I'm done lying. Okay. Well, now you're 45 and you are still lying worse than ever.
Literally so much. Also, he like randomly slips in that he has, once again, her name tattooed on his arm.
Yeah. Yeah.
She asks for help and he's like, I have your name tattooed on my arm. Girl, shut the
fuck up. No one asked you to do that. In fact, people told you not to do it.
Literally. And then the way that he'll always be like, I don't want to weaponize this butt. And it's like, then stop weaponizing it.
Yeah, it's like, wait, what's going to follow the butt? Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean
anything to anyone.
But so they're kind of like having this discussion at the table. And Schwartz is like, hey, maybe you guys want to go somewhere else to talk about this.
I think the second they start talking about how like Sandoval was in the other room, he's like, maybe this is an outside conversation.
Yeah, literally. So they go to the bar. He's kind of like blaming his back and forth with Stassi and his depression over like all that whole situation on so why he stupid. Slept with Kristen, I guess. Doesn't make any kind of sense.
Like, it was, we were on and off for a year. I wasn't eating and sleeping and I was crashing at Tom and Kristen's and I just wasn't thinking straight.
You were eating and sleeping.
You were.
And if you weren't, it wasn't because of Stassi, it was because of the cocaine.
Yes.
So
literally let that sink in. It also wasn't like that on and off with Stassi for a year. It's like you were chasing after her to very little results.
I know. You guys had one weird and gentle kiss one time in Lake Arrowhead.
Where you had to beg her to kiss you.
Where you had to beg. She's like, you actually are a fucked up guy and a sociopath.
Yes.
And you're so crazy evil for doing that. And he's like, you're no angel, sweetheart.
Oh my God.
Once again with the sweetheart.
Once again with the sweetheart.
And he goes, come on, you know these guys wouldn't have kind of trails off. And she goes, what? Cheated on me if I didn't deserve it?
And he's like, no, that's not what I meant. That is literally exactly what you were about to say.
That's what you meant. That was the rest of your sentence.
I hate him so fucking bad.
Me too. And so she's getting like upset, obviously, because that is such a vicious thing to say to somebody. So she kind of wants to leave and he grabs onto her arm in a really scary way.
Really fucking scary.
He grabs her and he grips her and he's like, stop. Are you going to stop?
He is being, oh my God, it literally is so scary.
When she's trying to walk away.
He's like, don't run away. Stop. I will do this for you. Oh my God. And she's like, literally kind
of
so
like,
scary.
I don't know. She's like still, but like,
she looks scared of him.
She looks really scared of him.
She looks afraid of him. Of course.
So she kind of like takes a beat and he's like, let's go of her. I can't believe
production just like films that.
I know. Well, it's a scary moment. Like just like when they were like in the car and he started screaming, being like, I love you. I can't believe you're doing this to me.
But it feels like a physical when he puts his hand on her.
Of course.
Like, it's just so scary because she does look afraid.
Yeah.
It's so scary. But especially also just like knowing that he was like
physically violent with Brittany.
Yeah. And I'm sure obviously with Stassi other times and other people and like whatever, but just like that we now are watching The Valley and he's like talking about how he got angry at Brittany and is fucking throwing furniture around.
I know.
Like, that is horrifying.
He like finally lets go of her arm and agrees to help her with her plan because he quote unquote respects her and loves her.
Sure.
Just had hands on her.
And did the thing with Kristen.
And fucked Kristen. But so she's like, okay, fucking thank you. And she leaves and he goes back to dinner and they have a lovely boys'
Everyone
night, I presume.
Everyone claps for him when he returns.
Yep. And they have their surf and turf and they celebrate his 34th birthday.
Now we're at the editor's house. So basically Kristen and Tom go to someone's demented editing studio.
Definitely in somebody's home.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of when Sheena goes to the quote unquote studio.
Mm-hmm.
The editor lets Kristen, aka quote unquote the gorgeous girl, his words, take the chair and then he gives Tom a stool.
Yeah.
And basically Kristen is getting her acting reel re-edited so that she can stop waiting tables.
Earlier in this episode, Tom is like, obviously the ideal is that you have to quit your job.
Yes.
So because you have so many acting opportunities. And she's like, yes. Okay.
We'll see. That's not going to happen.
We'll see about that given this reel.
Yeah. So Tom says your reel is going to look awesome. This is going to help you get an agent. You're going to get work off this. That is like literally me lying to myself in the morning. We just see like clips of like Kristen acting and like there's a bunch of fight scenes for some reason.
She gets slapped. Foreshadowing.
She's like, at one point, she's like, Mom, it's 100% scholarship for the school. That doesn't exist. What are you talking about? We need to watch some of the movies that she's been in.
I know. And I keep seeing clips of Tom Sandoval and like he was in like a thriller movie.
And we need to watch The Row.
What's Lala's. The Row? Oh, yeah.
It comes to a sex scene of Kristen and a man. And she says, I love watching this scene. Not.
I wouldn't love watching it either because it's very awkward.
It's very awkward. And we're just watching Kristen fuck another guy while it's like kind of that. It's like zooming in on Tom. The cinematography in this scene in particular is so busted. I think I probably because the room is literally so physically small that they like can't fit cameras in there or whatever. It's also clearly so hot in there because Sandoval is like sweating fucking buckets. Mm-hmm. Kristen explains that she texted both Katie and Stassi and apologized for her behavior the other night when she was screaming at them about Ariana and Tom.
Yeah.
And that Stassi said that she's willing to have a conversation with her.
Yep.
Her plan is in motion.
Yeah, her plan's in motion.
Tom is like, do you think it'll be awkward tonight? And Kristen is like, well, surely. I've apologized to both of them for everything they could possibly be mad at me about. I've owned up to everything that I've done. I mean, they're obviously just making her look like a fool with the edit because she keeps saying the most like outrageous things.
Well, I don't understand how she thinks that she can get away with this. I really, really don't. Because this entire episode, she's being like, it's actually ludicrous what they're saying about me, that I would ever sleep with Jax.
It's insane. The editor is like, okay, finished it. And they're like, this is amazing. This is going to make Kristen famous.
They're like, kudos. This reel is so cool.
Literally. And it looks obviously so bad.
It's like yes. Her having sex with this guy under a waterfall filmed on like literally like a digital camera.
Yes.
Quality is so low.
I actually can't even like imagine what projects these are.
Neither can I. I mean, like maybe short films that their friends made.
I literally think it has to be short films that their friends made.
I don't think that she got paid for any of those projects.
Oh, no way. Maybe paid people actually for them.
Yeah, she might have paid to be in them. She might have produced.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Yes. Because it is just like obviously nothing that's ever been on TV or film.
No, of course. Those would be impossible to find online.
Oh, I wish that we could.
Especially because they don't know how to use their computer. So it's not like they were like putting them on Vimeo or YouTube.
That is so true.
They're literally, I'm sure, getting like a DVD of the reel after this. Again, yes. It's 2015.
Yes.
We're at Beso.
Yes.
Big things are about to happen. We're walking into the restaurant. It's Stassi, Katie, Schwartz, Christina Kelly, Sheena, Shay, and a bunch of other Sir staff. She really called upon like the whole brigade to come witness this massive public humiliation. Yes. She wants everybody to see.
Yes.
Because she wants nobody to like Kristen anymore. Yes. But it is like, do you think that it's funny that she thinks like the Sir staff watching the scene will make them hate Kristen? They already hate Kristen.
Yeah. I don't even think it's about making them hate her. I think it's a part of it is about literally just humiliating Kristen. Like, I think
that's the main part.
Yeah, everyone believes that happened. Like, it's mostly about humiliating Kristen. And I think something she also says is that it's like she wants everyone to be there so that Kristen can't like backtrack and change her story.
Yeah.
But I think it's mostly about humiliating Kristen.
I think
it's almost 100% about
that. So crazy.
She literally says, why do you think they used to do executions in public?
I know. Oh my God. So they're walking in. Stassi's plan obviously is that she's going to air Kristen's shit out in front of everybody. They arrive to the restaurant. Stassi's kind of just like sitting. Everybody's kind of milling around waiting for the main event.
Yes.
Stassi is sitting in silence, kind of staring.
Yes.
She is, I'm sure there's like an insane inner monologue running through her head.
That is really me before I go on stage at a stand-up show.
I know, she's disassociating. Like practicing her script, probably. Sheena is.
Yes.
Sheena is showing off her crazy ring.
No one cares.
Her big, beautiful diamond that she picked out herself. Yes. Jack shows up and high-fives Schwartz.
Yes.
And is like, how you doing? And he's like, Schwartz is like, I'm really scared.
I'm scared, my man.
I'm scared, my man.
It's also so funny that everyone knows the plan. Like, it's not even like.
That's so fucking brutal for Kristen.
It's literally insane. Because it is like, it's not to get anyone to like believe that Kristen did it. It's just to publicly humiliate her, tar and feather her.
They all went there to watch the show. Like, they all know what's going to happen. Yes. They've been informed.
Yes.
That's why they're at dinner.
Yes. Jax also looks coked the fuck out. His eyes are like bulging out of his head, obviously.
I'm sure that he is.
Duh.
Duh, duh, duh. When Jax arrives, he asks Stassi what the plan is. And she's like, the plan is to fucking crucify Kristen.
Yes.
And I need everybody here for that. Sheena then in her confessional calls this the ultimate betrayal that she can't even wrap her head around. And she's never even heard of something this sick before. Okay.
It's literally true for Sheena though.
I know what it's like. Your husband is addicted to pills. You should be focusing on that. She doesn't know
yet. And you got a wedding to plan.
And girl, you got a wedding to plan. So finally, Tom and Kristen arrive. Tom is in really good spirits.
Tom literally is like, hey.
Hi, everyone.
Literally has no idea what's about to happen.
Sheena runs up to them to be like, look, have you seen my ring yet?
Oh my God.
Which is so funny.
It's so funny.
She like had to get it in before the drama started. She's like, yes, I need them to see my ring, like, before everything falls apart.
Them being like, look, can you see my ring?
Look. And they arrive and they're like, hi. And everybody is kind of just like sitting. Everybody's just sitting kind of quiet.
It's very awkward.
It's extremely awkward.
And Jack says that he is scared shitless.
Yes.
Do you believe that? Like, I just have no idea. Yes. Okay. Me neither.
I don't believe that.
No.
He might be feeling some kind of like heart racing emotion because of the drugs, but I don't think that it's like actual fear rooted in the consequences of the situation. Kristen kind of walks over to the girls.
Oh my God. Stassi, it's literally just like so unbelievable and brutal.
Yeah. Like, Stassi is like, okay, well, we all need to talk to you. So Kristen sits down and Stassi is like, basically, I just need to know, like, are you actually even sorry?
Yeah.
And Kristen is like, of course I'm sorry. And then just, obviously, he's like sitting there waiting for something, for Stassi to say something.
Yeah, because she doesn't know what's going on.
And Stassi goes, why are you being so quiet?
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm listening to you.
Literally.
Talk.
Like, she was like, I thought, it's like, well, I thought it was your turn to talk now.
Yeah, it's like, I just talked. I said I was sorry. So what now from you?
Yeah. And like, you brought this up, like you're driving the conversation. You, it seems like you have something you want to say to me.
You asked to talk to me. Stassi says that Kristen has been a really shitty friend, which Kristen says... Well, not to Kristen. Kristen says she hasn't been a shitty friend by any means.
Girl, even if you are still living in the reality where you didn't fuck, like, quote unquote, didn't fuck Jax, you just were screaming at her the other night.
You were just screaming at her the other night. But Kristen goes on to say, like, letting my relationship drama affect our friendship isn't cool.
Yes.
And in those moments when I'm really heated about Tom and whatever, it feels like the world is crumbling around me, which is why I act like that, which is so classic BPD behavior.
Yes. I mean, that is what it feels like to her. It feels like literally everything, like the walls are caving in and her life is ending.
Yes. And she says that so clearly. It's like, I'm wishing she could get help in this moment so badly, but she can't.
But she will. She will.
I'm so sympathetic towards Kristen now, towards these days.
Yeah. And also, like, this is just such a brutal episode. Like,
I know.
Obviously, we understand that Kristen is the one who, quote unquote, did the wrong thing. But like, and it's like everyone listening to this, like, understands, too. It's just like so fucking insane what Stassi's doing.
I know.
Absolutely insane. Everyone
is backing Stassi.
Yes.
Everyone.
It is just, yeah.
Nobody is having even like a moment of empathy for Kristen.
No.
Like, you can admit that she did the wrong thing, but still be like, she doesn't necessarily deserve all this.
I mean, it literally is like, it's similar to the, as we say, biblical justice. It is also literally like, it's like being like pro death penalty.
I know.
Sorry. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, she literally just wants to ruin her life.
They are not interested in like a healthy dialogue in any sense.
No. No.
In no capacity are they interested in like fixing any of their relationships or problems.
And she's not even interested in being like, I'm mad at you and we're just not friends. Like, she's literally interested in burning her in the town square in front of the village people.
Well, it's like, to her, to Stassi, this is restorative justice.
That,
like,
is true.
She is being restored and enacting justice. She is getting justice for the crimes committed against her. But so Kristen is like, it feels like my world is crumbling around me in those moments. That is why I act like that. And Stassi goes, well, Kristen, you freaked out on us the other night. And it's like, we know each other's families. You know my mom. You've spent time at my mom's house. We've been friends for almost 4 years. And you banged my ex-boyfriend.
And you banged my ex-boyfriend. Banged. The way that they use the word banged in such a serious context is so, gives me such whiplash.
It's so fucking funny. Why? Say fuck.
It's a comedic word. Bang.
Bang. Bang is a joke word.
It literally is. And to be like, and you banged my ex-boyfriend.
And you banged my ex-boyfriend.
And Kristen says, which ex-boyfriend?
Which
is crazy.
I don't know why she said that.
Well, she said it because she's lying and she doesn't know what to say.
I know, but it's like, oh, girl, that obviously is going to set Stassi off. But so Kristen immediately denies and is like acting disgusted over the implication that she would ever have sex with Jax Taylor.
And like, as we've said before, she's acting way too calm.
I know.
Like, Kristen, if someone wrongly accuses her of something, is going to freak the fuck out. And she eventually gets a little bit riled up, but she is just like acting way too calm.
She just a second ago admitted to the fact that when she is put in a compromising situation like this, she freaks the fuck out because it feels like the world is crumbling down around her. And in this moment, she's like, Jax Taylor, she's that's like,
no,
gross
I didn't
as
do
fuck.
That.
Ew.
Being like actually the calmest we've ever seen her. It's like, girl, know yourself and know how you would respond in this scenario.
So Stassi is like, no, like, it's true. Jax, come here. Jax has kind of snuck away.
Yeah, he like climbs up a staircase.
Yep, he's like talking to somebody by the stairs because, I don't know, I guess maybe he is kind of scared. He just doesn't like want to be there for that part.
Yeah, I mean, I think he just doesn't want people to yell at him.
I think so too. But he walks over and Kristen is like, really? Really? You're saying that I banged you?
And then Doesn't Stassi say you might want to listen to this, Tom?
So Stassi goes, you were watching the movie Drive while Tom Sandoval was sleeping in the other room. Tom, you might want to listen to this. Tom is like standing alone at the bar drinking a beer, kind of like head in the clouds style.
I'm sorry. Him in this scene is so fucking
funny.
He's like wearing a blazer, like popped collar, and just being like, what? What's going on? Yeah. And they're literally like exposing Kristen in such a crazy way. And he's just like absolutely chilling.
He's actually just chilling at the bar drinking a beer alone. Funny. He actually goes, what's going on? He walks over. What's going on? He's like, what? What are you talking about? I heard my name.
It's so funny. Holy shit.
And Kristen is like, I want you to say to me what you apparently have told all of these people.
Yes.
And he goes, well, yes, we slept together 2 times.
Well, Kristen also says to Tom, she's like, they're saying I banged Jax. Yeah. Stop using the word bang. Stop using the word bang. Please, I'm begging you.
When he says that they slept together 2 times, her face was like a look of absolute ultimate betrayal. Because remember, they did kind of collab on keeping this a secret before.
Of course.
They like feigned all those texts.
Of course.
And he's just turning her around and stabbing her in the fucking back. Yeah, like literally. He is such a rat. He is such a fucking rat.
I know. And all because of Lisa.
I know.
How they fall so easily. It is, as I've said before, just like he's obviously an insane abusive manipulator, but he is also so dumb and so easily manipulated.
Yes. Yes. Stassi is telling Tom Sandoval that he was there when they fucked, whatever. He was in the other room and they had been watching Drive, and Jax was at one end of the couch and Kristen was at the other. Mm-hmm. You started touching each other's legs, you started sucking his cock, he returned the favor and you banged.
Oh my god, I hate that. I hate to know how that happened.
Me like, too. I hate the thought, idea. I hate sucking cock. Like, I hate that she said sucking cock. I hate that.
Hate the thought of Jax trying to like feel up Kristen's leg while they're watching Drive.
Me too.
Under like a felt blanket.
100%. Like, no, like Sherpa.
Yeah. Him being like, imagine that. It's your friend's girlfriend. Obviously it works, which is also crazy, but to be like, you know what? Let me try to just like feel up Kristen and see what happens.
Well, and like,
there must have been something.
And we learn later that like they didn't kiss. So it's like,
oh my God. I forgot about that for a second. So it's
like he's touching her leg. They don't kiss. They share a look. And then she starts sucking his cock.
It is so fucking gross.
That is awful.
It is so nasty.
That is a horrifying sexual experience.
Yes. Literally a horrifying sexual experience.
And it makes me feel bad for Kristen because it's like, damn.
Ew, and he... Oh my god, the thought of him going down on someone.
Ew, I can't. Him, I can't even...
quote, returning the favor, I'd kill myself.
I'm like really surprised that he eats pussy at all.
Me too.
It does he not seem like the kind of thing
so
he does.
He probably is so bad at it, in my opinion.
100%. He probably does it for like 1 second. So Sandoval is like, I don't believe it for a second.
Yeah, he literally is just like, okay.
He says that Jax is like dead set on trying to ruin his life because he keeps bringing up the quote unquote rendezvous. He says rendezvous instead of rendezvous. Really made me laugh.
Okay, I will say this. In defense of Sandoval, it is such a literally outlandish story.
It's like crazy.
Like when
it's awful for Tom Sandoval right now.
Yes.
This is terrible.
Like, the thought that like, because Jax is a fucking liar. And the thought that they would have sex while Tom was in the in the other room, like they were all watching a movie together. That's crazy. It is like literally crazy.
That's crazy. That's insane. Crazy. And it is like, yeah, exactly. Jax is a huge liar, but.
And I know they keep saying like Jax only ever lies to like make himself look better, but I'm like, who's to say that's true? He's a fucking crazy ass liar.
I know. But it is, I mean, he does lie to get himself out of situations.
Yeah.
And not usually to put himself into a situation.
Yeah.
Sandoval is like, he keeps bringing up my rendezvous with Ariana. And now this, he's a dirty fucking liar. And I don't believe him at all. Except he does only ever really lie to help himself. So I don't know. And Stassi says that she wants absolutely nothing to do with Kristen ever. She never wants to look at her again or speak to her again. She wants her to delete her number. And actually no one wants anything to do with her. Everybody is kind of like fighting with each other. It's like Kristen denying. Is just being
like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, Kristen's
like, that's our slurred.
Does she say that?
Yeah, okay. If they bleep it.
Kristen, it's like Kristen.
She needs to stop being like, that's disgusting.
I know.
Girl.
You are digging yourself a crazy hole.
Literally.
So they're all kind of fighting with each other. Kristen's denying. Tom's not believing. Jax is calling out Tom about Ariana. He's like, what's the big fucking deal? I mean, like, you cheated on Kristen with Ariana.
This is just, once again, the way that they literally all just get like angry together as like a mob and then just like start fighting with each other is so crazy.
That's exactly what's happening. It's like a wild, wild west situation.
Literally.
Where it's like
anything goes.
Yeah, it's anything goes. Everybody's fighting. Like
they're just like looking for an excuse.
They're all like elbowing each other. Yeah. They're like shooting shots at whoever's around.
Literally like a bar fight where like it just is a brawl and everyone's fighting. Yeah. Like, they're just, they literally want an excuse to scream at their quote unquote friends.
It's also so dumb. Jax brings up so many times during this episode, like, you cheat on her all the time. It's like, well, but you are my best friend and you slept with my boyfriend. So it's actually not about the fact that she cheated on me. It's that you are my best friend and you slept with her.
Of course.
So like, fuck off.
Of course. Kristen also says that she would take a polygraph test.
Yeah.
Which is literally only something that liars say.
I know. Only a liar would say that. Why would anybody who's telling the truth?
I'll take a test.
Why would you even jump to that?
Yeah, girl.
It's like, just believe me. I'm telling the truth. I don't need to take a test.
Yes.
Stassi yells, you banged him. And she goes, I never banged fucking Jax.
It's just like so crazy.
Tom is really pissed off that everybody all of a sudden really, really cares about their business.
Babe.
Also, like, Tom, I'm sorry. This isn't your business right now.
No.
Nobody's really talking about how Kristen cheated on you.
No.
It's like not the point of this confrontation necessarily.
No.
It's like you are obviously implicated in this situation, but it's much more about Stassi right now. Stassi and Kristen are sitting next to each other on the couch during this fight. Kristen is denying. Stassi says, shut the fuck up. You are a liar. You are a liar. And you are a dirty fucking whore.
Yes.
Kristen says, fuck you. Stassi turns to her and fucking backhands her across the face with some big fat fucking rings on. She hits her so hard in the face.
It is in the face. So crazy.
Is so crazy.
It's so crazy.
She whips around and fucking clocks her.
She wanted to do that shit so bad. She literally has been dreaming of doing that.
No, it's like her dream come true to do that, to hit
and
Kristen.
To be like, no one can be mad at me.
Yeah. And nobody is. Everybody's actually happy for her.
Backhanding your best friend.
I can't.
Like, it's literally if I slapped you, backhanded you.
It's worse than slapping. It is worse than slapping.
It's so crazy.
Again, with some big ass rings on. In the fucking face.
I know that shit hurts so bad.
That hurts so fucking
bad. Like,
you
know that her cheek was bruised as fuck. That hurt.
So Kristen goes, walk away right now, little girl.
Little girl.
Little girl.
Like Mary Cosby. Little girl. Calling someone little girl is so funny.
I know. Especially somebody who just hit you in the face.
Who you fucked their ex-boyfriend.
So she says that to her while she's like kind of holding her arms. Tom Sandoval is just sitting on the bar watching.
He is always, if there's one thing Tom is going to do, it's not interject in a fight.
Like, yeah. And if there's one thing Tom Schwartz is going to do, it's interject in a fight.
We need to talk about that. We need to talk about that.
So she goes, walk away, little girl, holding her arms. Stassi kind of breaks free and throws a drink on her. And then that's when like the true fight breaks out. Kristen immediately springs into action.
She like lunges for Stassi.
And pulls Stassi's hair, pulls her down.
Yes.
And the boys jump in to break it up.
We need to talk about this. What? Schwartz being like, I'm just trying to break it up. No, you want to put your hand on a woman. I'm fucking sorry.
Fight a girl.
Because guess the fuck what he did in Vegas last year? The exact same fucking thing. I'm like, you do not. He literally doesn't want to break it up.
No,
he wants to physically fight women, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because he's
right there
at the mouth.
He's
to be
right
like,
there.
Like, he is so excited.
He wants a chance to like pull on a woman.
Yes, literally. It is actually so scary.
It's just bizarre. Like, I don't really understand. Because he's like, he's just so not involved at all. He was saying he was scared before. It just like, he doesn't actually care what happens between Stassi and Kristen. He doesn't give a shit about any of the girl drama.
No, he literally wants to physically fight a girl, I think. And then he's like, I'm just trying to separate them. No.
Okay.
No, I don't believe you.
Why?
He is way too fucking excited to like join in on the chaos whenever two women are fighting.
I know. And he's like, I mean, last time he like started it, he poured the beer on. God, he hates women
fucking bad. No, he hates them bad.
He is so crazy. I was just watching him on, it's so weird to see him as
an
adult.
On the Summer House. I know, dude. Oh my God, I hate him so much.
Because he has also changed in a way. He has not changed in very many ways, but he has changed in a way. And it's just like weird to see. I don't know.
He is not well.
He is off-putting.
He is extreme. Well, yeah, it's because he used to have, I don't feel this way. I think many people feel like he was kind of boyish and had a bit of a boyish charm to him. Mm-hmm. And now he's just old and like literally a freak and like creepy.
I know. And
he is creepy.
Him on Summer House, to see him interacting with the young men, I was like, I do not like this.
Dude, we all talked about that on the Patreon. I was like, do not take advice from Tom Schwartz. Jesse like telling him shit. I was like, do not let him give you advice.
And I was like, this is so sad for Tom Schwartz to be doing shots with these young guys who are definitely like, let's do Schwartz with like that weird old guy, Tom Schwartz, literally, who was on Vanderpump Rules. Literally. Whatever.
Anyway.
Anyways, he just kind of got to do his little treat thing, lay hands on a woman.
Literally. Oh my God. I just know that he's like so excited. Like,
he is a monster.
He would be like, they're playing in the pool and take it way too far and like actually hurt one of the girls.
I know. Like during chicken or something.
Yes. Literally, yes.
And we know how they love chicken.
Exactly.
So Tom Schwartz pulls him apart. Kristen says that she's gonna sue Stassi for hitting her. She's gonna sue her, take her ass to court. And Stassi is like, oh really, you're gonna fucking sue me, you're done. Demon okay. possessed.
Okay.
As Kristen is walking out, because Kristen and Tom are leaving now,
yes,
Jax is like, you're lying Kristen.
sorry that he's making me laugh again.
I know. I was like, what are
Stop. It's just done. Let them leave. It's no, done. Literally.
The fight's over.
Because then they circle back.
I know, because they have to come back.
And then
that's when she's like, I'll take a fucking lie detector test. Okay. Take one. You're not going to pass, girl. And then
also,
girl,
like, during this, first of all, Sandoval is like, why wouldn't you tell me this in private?
Yeah, he was like, oh my God, Sandoval was being all dramatic again. Being like,
it's a little bit more deserved.
Being like, Jax, I actually love how good of a friend you are that you didn't think to pull me aside and tell me this in private beforehand, huh? And
Jax loves his little monologues.
I know, he loves to do a speech. And Jax was like, I was going to, but you've cheated on her like 50 times.
Yeah, and then when he says that, Kristen is like, don't. And it's like, okay, well, don't defend your man for cheating on you now.
No, come
like,
on.
Like, the way they're just all so stupid and like,
I know.
It's like all wrong. Everything is wrong. Literally, Kristen defending Tom for cheating on her. I'm like,
she's like, stop. That's not important.
That's too far.
Well, also the thing is, like, Jack saying, I was going to, you've cheated on her 50 times. Two separate thoughts.
Yes.
Those are two different things.
Yes.
You could still tell Tom that you fucked Kristen.
Yes.
Regardless of the fact of if he's cheated on her before or not.
I mean, this is just the thing about the show is like, everyone is constantly in the wrong.
Yeah.
And then they're using that as justification for why they can also do the most fucked up shit ever. Yes. When it's like, none of this is related to one another.
You're making connections that make absolutely no sense to justify your fucked up behavior.
Yes.
Constantly. And then basically Stassi is like, I am going to get everybody to ignore Kristen at work so yes. that she quits yep. and that she is gone forever.
Yes. So then we have a quick scene of a backyard hang with all the girls the next day.
Mm-hmm. Brunch.
Sheena is like, cheers to Stassi for like literally the actual like terrible scene she created.
She goes, cheers to Stassi for back in and Kristen finally.
Finally. Cheers to Stassi for creating a literal nightmare scenario. It's just
for
so
inciting
crazy.
Violence at a restaurant.
Yeah, and Stassi being like, I can't believe I slapped her. Girl, you wanted to do that so fucking bad.
Yeah, come on.
You were literally dreaming of doing that. Like,
yeah.
I can believe you did that because you fucking wanted
to. That was like the best possible outcome of that night for her.
Yes. And then Ariana is obviously in her confessional fucking elated.
Yeah.
Because now that Kristen fucked up, it means that she's absolved.
And she like, Ariana's at this brunch. Like, Ariana gets to hang out with them now.
Yeah. It's just like, oh my God. The way they're all just bonded together because of the terrible crimes they commit to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana is just literally like, Kristen banged Jax twice. And this whole time she's trying to get the village to burn my house down. Blah, 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 blah. Like, okay, girl. We get it.
And it's like, Andy. And also, you did hook up with Tom Sandoval.
At the end of the day, you still did.
You did the thing.
Yeah,
like, that you're being accused of.
Yeah, it's so two wrongs make a right.
Yep.
It's so crazy. Stassi tells Ariana that she should make out with Tom again.
Yeah, she's like, after last night, nobody gives a fuck that you kissed Tom. Literally. You should do it again. Ugh, and she will a million more times. For many, many years, for
many,
a decade.
Many years, literally for a decade, yeah.
So now Stassi and Lisa are at Sir.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of having a meal together.
Yeah.
I guess.
Stassi's going on like a victory tour.
Yep. She's got to tell everybody about the slap, the bitch slap.
The bitch slapped her around the world.
So Lisa wants to know what happened and she is fingers crossed hoping that they had a conversation in private, just the two of them.
The way that literally could not be further from what happened.
Mm-hmm. Because she just wants
imagine.
All... I mean,
that was never going to happen. That was naive. A conversation in private, just the two of them?
That was extremely naive of her to think.
Stassi literally slapped her in front of all of her closest friends.
And she also told Lisa, like, that's not what I'm going to do, basically. Yeah. But Lisa just wants all of this to end. And she doesn't want all of Sir to be turned against Kristen. And Stassi goes, I want all of this to end too, but I also want you to know that I backhanded her. And then she hides behind her hands literally. And does a little giggle.
She's so happy.
And she's like, I couldn't help myself.
Lisa's not even mad.
No. Lisa goes, are you out of your mind? And she goes, yeah, I was out of my mind.
She's so excited. Oh my God. Imagine backhanding your friend and then being excited about it afterwards as well. Being like racked with guilt, feeling so bad.
I felt so bad about much less.
Of course.
Of course.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. Lisa says that you can't slap anybody, even Kristen.
Literally. You should never slap anyone, not even Kristen.
But Stassi doesn't want Kristen running around Sir like a little victim.
Yeah.
She just like really wants her gone. Yes. She wants her to quit. She says that she is going to try and get her to quit. And Lisa's like, you don't have the power to do that.
She kind of does.
She has the power to get anybody to quit. She doesn't have the power to fire people.
Yes.
But it is well within her capabilities to get somebody to quit this restaurant. Yeah. She's done it before.
Yeah.
And Lisa is like, okay, like whatever, just please don't fight at the restaurant. Like, just don't fight at Sir. Like, if I even hear a whisper of you guys fighting at Sir, like, you're out, you're getting sent home.
Yeah.
And then she suggests that Stassi shouldn't get mad. She should get even and she should go
shag
Tom Sandoval.
Yep. Please don't ever do that. Please don't do that.
I honestly wish that happened so bad, but it never would.
No, ew.
Not even in the Cerniverse would that happen.
No, literally.
Nobody's gonna fuck Tom Sandoval except for the two crazy girls who fucked Tom Sandoval.
The thing is, like, I know that Stassi's type is not a little bitch.
No.
And Sandoval is a little bitch.
Jax is kind of a little bitch, but he's like big and beefy. You know what I mean? And she's not gonna settle for a bitchy personality and a bitchy little body.
Yes, exactly. Then we're at Tom and Kristen's.
Oh, this scene is painful.
Kristen is like mopey as fuck, obviously icing her face, drinking an iced coffee.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tom is like, should we just move to Alaska?
Hawaii, I thought.
No, he says, should we move to Alaska? Kristen says, Hawaii. And then says, but we can't be actors there, so let's do Canada.
Okay.
They're so strange.
Yeah.
And Kristen says that she can't be Stassi's friend anymore. And she's like, why would Jack say this? Like, I guess he's just a sociopath.
Yeah, he's a compulsive liar who makes stuff up for fun.
Okay. Okay. Then Tom is basically like, Oh my God. Sorry. It's like so painful to watch his like gears turn because he's so, so stupid.
Sad for him.
Yeah. Basically, he's like basically saying like, well, I like kind of did consider like, would you even hook up with him? And Kristen is like, don't even say that. That's like really gross.
That's disgusting.
And he's like, he's fucked like an abundance of just the most disgusting girls, like saying that about Jax.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom basically says like, Kristen, like when I really thought about like you hooking up with Jax, like considering if you would do it, I know that you wouldn't fuck him because he's just so repulsive. He shits with the door open. He always stinks. His breath literally always fucking stinks. And you're going to go down on a guy who stinks really bad. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, that is insane.
That is so
and Kristen is like, ew.
Brutal. She's like, Tom, stop saying that.
It is so nasty. He was like, I just can't see it because like breath just stinks so bad.
To be like, I don't think my girlfriend would do that because like Jax fucks like the most disgusting girls in the world and he smells really bad and he's like a bad guy and he's repulsive. So I don't think that my girlfriend would ever go down on a guy like that. Well, honey, she did twice.
Yes. And also the logic not being like Kristen wouldn't cheat on me, just being like Kristen wouldn't cheat on me with Jax because of how bad he smells.
Yeah, literally. Well, because it's like he can't possibly say Kristen wouldn't cheat on me.
Yeah, of course. She would. Yeah, of course.
But
of course.
To think like Kristen wouldn't cheat on me with Jax, like the grossest guy of all time. Like even Kristen has standards. No.
Literally. No.
No.
No. Yeah. In the talking head, he's like, it's just weird again, because like usually Jax lies to make himself look better. And this obviously makes himself look worse.
Yeah. He's like, I totally believe Kristen, which again is like the fallacy on this show. Like, if you totally believe someone, if you 100% believe someone,
you don't fully believe her.
No. And you're going to be wrong about it. You're going to be proven to be the fool.
Like, you can just tell that he doesn't fully believe her.
Well, because he's like, I totally believe her, but it's confusing because Jax isn't lie like this.
Yes. In Kristen's talking head, she's like, well, it's just kind of sad, I guess, that Stassi even believes this.
Okay.
Also, Kristen having to like film those talking heads after it's come out that she slept with him. Do you know what I mean?
I know. Okay, now we're at Sir. Jax is bartending and he walks up to Lisa. He's like, hey. And she's like, no.
Literally.
And he's like, what? You don't want to see me? And she's like, no, I don't want to see you. I don't want to fucking see you. But he wants to know what's going on with Kristen, mm-hmm. which is so crazy. It's like, you know what's going on with Kristen. You saw.
Yeah.
You saw what happened.
You know, what do you think is going on with her? She got fucking backhanded and now she's hiding in her house with yeah. her stupid boyfriend. Sorry.
Duh. Like, she got hit. She's not coming into work today. She got hit in front of everybody.
Literally.
Lisa is really pissed at Jax, though, basically, because him having sex with a bunch of people in the restaurant is like fucking with her business.
Yes.
She's like, usually I don't care who you have sex with, but mm-hmm. you actually are fucking with my business now and it's pissing me the fuck yes. off.
You're
and
creating like a huge mess for me, obviously.
Yes. And she's like, you always get away with everything. Nobody ever calls you out for anything. And he's like, no, people call me out. You and Stassi call me out. Ew, pervert. Ew, and pervert.
It's just like annoying also, obviously, because like, she doesn't even call him out though.
No,
she's like gonna have this like one-off conversation with him and then literally just like doesn't care because she like loves the boys.
Well, also she's saying like, I actually don't care about your behavior at all unless it affects my business.
Yes.
It's like,
yeah.
No, she doesn't call you out.
Yeah,
she's like, you have to be honest or whatever or something. And he's like, I was honest about this situation. He thinks that telling the truth about a situation where he did something extremely fucked up is him like being a good guy and absolves him of his guilt, which is something that Lisa yes. says as well, which is just obviously not true.
It's not true. But the problem is that it does keep getting proven time and time again to him that if he also can lie about it for as long as he fucking wants to. And then when he does confess, people do forgive him.
Yeah.
Which is just like so crazy, obviously.
He just has no long-term consequences.
No.
He faces the consequences of his actions for like a week.
Yes.
Total. And then everybody moves on from that.
Yes.
It's so crazy.
Yes.
Like, I can't believe all these people went to his wedding.
Yeah.
After the crimes he committed against them.
Yeah. This week's episode of The Valley was crazy also. Yeah. Like,
I guess we'll talk about it on the Patreon. But that Jesse and Jax were roommates in New York.
Oh my God, that is repellent.
I know.
Oh my God, I hate those two guys. I wish that they would literally both of them die, kind of. But sorry.
Lisa is like, I want to know what it's like to live in Jax's world where there's no guilt or shame. And he's like, I do have guilt and shame.
No, you don't. You literally don't.
And she ends the conversation by saying, like, unfortunately for me, where you put your dick affects my business and I'm really not happy about it.
Yeah.
He's like sort of in the doghouse with Lisa, but again, like, not really.
Yeah, barely. Okay, then we have spray tans.
Yep. Girls are getting tans.
With Katie, Christina, Kelly, and Stassi. They're going to the beach tomorrow, and so they're getting spray tans before the beach.
It's so funny to get a spray tan preemptively for the beach.
Yeah.
So you're not going to go in the water at all?
No.
Okay.
Actually, everyone's getting it except for Christina Kelly. She's just there for moral support.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi says that if Kristen shows up, she will pack up her shit and leave. This is such a filler scene. They just like go to get their spray tans and Christina Kelly is like, can I come watch? And like Stassi gets completely naked.
Yeah, Stassi wants the darkest tan possible, she said.
Yes. Christina Kelly says, make sure you get the vag part really good.
The one thing I took note of in this scene was that when Stassi said, if Kristen shows up tomorrow, I'm going to pack my bags and leave. And I would hope that all of you would do the same.
Oh my God, it's too much.
It's too much. You like, already hit her.
You physically assaulted her.
So give it up now. You won, beach. And I think it's the beach that I used to go to.
Woo-hoo.
Latigo Beach in Los Angeles, showed to me in Malibu, showed to me by the guy who I lived through this situation with.
Yeah.
So shout out to him. Thank you for that. I know it's his special beach, but then I started taking all of my friends there and posting a bunch of pictures. So I think he stopped going.
Nice.
Win. Anyways, they're all at the beach. It's like the girls, the guys. Sandoval's not there yet. They think he might come. Jax and then a couple of other random sir staffers.
Yeah.
A random guy asks. Okay. Yeah, Matt.
That is the Vine Star.
The Vine Star Matt.
Me being like, that's my man.
That's my main guy, Matt.
Yeah.
Asks why nobody is mad at Jax.
He's like just wondering.
Yeah. What? Valid question.
Of course.
Yeah, totally makes sense.
Extremely valid question.
Basically, they're like, well, we already know that Jax is capable of really, really bad things.
It's just like so stupid. Like the logic is just so dumb.
Yeah. And they're like, we're mad at her for lying about it. And it's like, Jax lied about it a bunch.
It's just that they are misogynists, obviously, but
yeah. And then they're like, is Tom Sandoval coming? And Jax, are you gonna talk to him? And Jax is like, I have no reason to talk to Tom and I actually don't care.
This is when like Jax goes full sociopath mode and
so,
just like shuts his emotions
so,
down.
So scary. He doesn't feel guilty at all and he has no remorse.
Yep.
Why? He said, yes. I hooked up with his girlfriend. What else is there to say? I'm choosing not to be his friend anymore.
Yep.
Why are you upset with Tom Sandoval?
Yes.
Like, why are you choosing this reaction? It's because he, like, doesn't have it in him to produce, like, a true, like, I'm sorry.
And I think he just also needs to, like, feel like he's in control of the situation.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if Stassi says it now. I think she does, where Stassi is basically, like, Jax is just, like, essentially rewriting history and saying like, oh, I didn't even, literally like insane, saying basically like, I didn't even really like Sandoval. Like, we weren't even like friends.
Yeah.
So that what he did, like, quote unquote, isn't bad. And it's like, you can't just like create a new reality.
No, you can't. It's like, first of all, we've seen it on TV. You guys were best friends.
It's so crazy.
So you can't claim that, and that like, it's not really that bad of a thing to do. It's, and also you have been friends for a very long time.
Yes. Years and years and years and years.
Jack says, if I was sorry about it, I would have done it one time, but I did it twice. What's wrong with you?
And then they literally are just like, yeah, it's like chill that you're at the beach with us. Like, it's so insane that he's there with them. Like,
he's being an actual fucking monster.
He is being a monster. It's so crazy. Like, the logic, like, of them being like, well, we can't forgive Kristen because like, we know she's a better person than Jax, but we can forgive Jax because we know he's such a bad person.
It makes no sense at all.
And then he literally is like being a monster, like not even trying to say like any bit of like, I feel bad, I have guilt, I have remorse. Like, literally just being like, I don't care. Like, I don't feel bad. Like, I don't feel bad about what I did to Sandoval at all.
Yeah, literally being like, wait, like, why would I care about that? Like, I had sex with her 2 times. I obviously don't care.
It is so crazy.
That's your best friend. That is your best friend. You don't have that many friends. That's your best friend.
It's insane.
And that's also a guy who knows literally all of your secrets.
Yes.
He was not going to tell because, like, there's something about your weird, like, bro pact.
Yes.
Like, he's not going to spill your shit, but, like, come on.
Yeah, Stassi is also like, you're disgusting. And then Jax like yells at her to be like, let it go.
He was like, why are you still on this? Like, and he's come like,
this
on.
Is what happens when she drinks.
Oh my god.
He is, oh, I hate him so much. It's so crazy.
It's so crazy. Yeah, Stassi is like, Jax, own up to it. You fucked your best friend's girlfriend. And he's like, can we stop fucking talking about it? It's not a big deal. I'm over it. Why aren't you guys over it?
It's so crazy.
Yeah. And then Tom walks up.
Should I do this part?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, sorry. Tom, this episode is literally so pathetic. It's so funny.
I know.
Him, it's like crazy. The long ass walk of him from the car to the beach and like just coming up.
And it's like, so Latigo is in Malibu and they live in West Hollywood. That is like fully an hour drive he did by himself.
Yep. So Sandoval walks up and he basically asks if he can look at Jax's phone. Jack is like, are you going to break it? And he's like, no, I need to see the text between you and Kristen.
Yeah, like,
he's just like sad. It is sad.
And he's really sad.
Yeah. He once again is like, I totally believe Kristen, but I just want to look into it.
Yeah. I totally believe Kristen. I think this whole thing is a fucking lie, but I had decided to investigate.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. And I understand that he's cheated on her a bunch of times. I don't think he's like not guilty. It is just like really sad, especially the way that Jax is interacting with him. It's like really tough to watch.
Well, the hard part is like, not so much the death of their relationship.
No, it's like it's the more so of his friend.
The betrayal of his friend. Yeah,
of course. And Jax shows him the text where Kristen admits that they slept together. And she basically is like, I need to know if you told anyone else about this because this is like getting really out of hand, blah, 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 blah.
She says basically exactly what Stassi texted to Jax the first time, almost like just at the beginning, saying, do you think Stassi knows? Jax, delete this text right after you get it.
Literally. And then Sandoval asks if they use protection because Jax has herpes. And Jax says that they only used it once.
Did you use protection? Once.
And Sandoval looks like absolutely devastated.
Yep. Yep.
This is when Jax says, there was no kissing. That is for sure.
Yeah, because
literally Tom, so fucking gross.
Tom goes, did you kiss her? Did she kiss you? And he goes, no, there was no kissing. That's for sure.
That is disgusting.
Ew, that's so... There was no kissing.
It is like literally like, why did you guys do that?
Kissing
like,
is an integral part of sex.
Yes.
How can you do that? How can you?
I just... Oh my God. It really is just like, why did you guys do that? Like...
Why did you have sex, no kissing?
Like,
why did you have sex, like, no so kissing with Tom? No, like, there's nothing...
Like, there's no passion. Like, it's not even like... something we like, oh, we kissed and then just got carried away. It's
no,
like, you guys just like decided to mechanically have sex.
Well, Tom says that too. He's like, okay, so she just laid down and was like, fuck me. And Jax is like, yeah, basically
literally,
that's what happened.
Literally. And Sandoval is like, what did I do to deserve this? Like, I feel like I'm your closest friend and I just don't understand what I did to deserve this. And Jax is just like basically silent, doesn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's like completely shut down.
Yeah.
I think that just any time that he gets close to having to feel an emotion, he just like obviously shuts down.
He just turns off.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And
yeah, if he has to feel an emotion that isn't outright rage,
yes,
he cannot do it.
No, he just shuts down.
Even like joy, he can't.
Yeah, he
doesn't
shuts
experience.
Down. No, it's like really crazy. And then Jax is like, of course I'm upset. Like, I'm sorry. Do you want me to cry? It's like, you don't seem upset at all.
No, you don't seem upset whatsoever.
Or you seem upset that I'm, like, you know what I mean?
Well, it's like he
seems... It seems like you're mad that I am having an emotional reaction to this.
No, he seems annoyed that Tom is, like, bothering him.
Literally, yes.
With his, like, emotional experience.
You don't, you're not, like, guilty or anything.
No.
And Sandoval is just like, I just don't understand. And, like, Jax is basically, like, there's just no difference between this and the fact that you cheated on her.
Yeah, you cheated on her. What's the difference? Tom says, not with a fucking friend, dude.
Of course. Sandoval basically is still kind of like, well, even if he is making this up, kind of holding on to that last shred of hope, I can't be his friend again because, like, this would be such an evil fucking lie, which is true.
Yeah. And I mean, there's no winning in this situation.
No.
Oh, Tom is, like, really having, not to say, oh, Tom, like, I'm sad for him, but, like, to watch anybody do this is, like, so pathetic and sad.
No, it's, like, fine. I feel totally fine feeling bad for Tom in this scenario.
He's just, like, crying so much, being like, I don't understand, Jax. Like, please help me understand, like, what's going on. Like, why is this happening? It is, like, why is this happening? Yes. What is happening?
No, literally, why did they do that?
It would be, like, literally being in, like, a waking nightmare for them to do that and then to have Jax have that reaction. I would be like, I'm in the fucking Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Like, the way that he is behaving.
No, it's so crazy. And it's, and, like, once again, you can argue, like, people say, like, Sandoval's a sociopath or whatever, which I don't really tend to believe. No. But it's like, we know he has emotions right now. Like, well, he's Sandoval's certainly in pain during this. Like,
yes. I don't think he's a sociopath. I think he's a narcissist for sure.
Yeah, me too. But it's like, I'm sure he's experiencing real pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad.
I know.
And not even, like, it's, like, sad, like, for Sandoval or, like, sad for Stassi. It literally is just, like, sad because these people have, like, just no values or morals. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
no, it's like,
not morals, like, values. Like, you literally don't have values where it's like, I value my friendships.
Well, you can't build any kind of, like, foundation for anything upon the way that they behave and act because, like, you will be constantly, like, undermining, backstabbing, like, hurting each other. There's nothing to, like, maintain any base of friendship.
Yeah
Which is, like, it's like living in, like, a city of thieves. Like, you literally can't like, you can only rely upon yourself.
Yes.
And in many cases, Kristen being one of them, you can't even rely upon yourself.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah, it's really crazy. That's the episode.
And then Tom leaves the beach after that.
And Jax does too. They actually both leave.
Yep. Villain, villain, Jax.
Obviously.
Jax is the villain.
There is literally hero. There literally is no hero. There is. Let Sheena. That sink in.
Sheena. She's engaged.
But literally Sheena for being like, look at my ring.
Yeah, look at my ring.
There's no heroes here.
Damn, it's so crazy. This is a crazy ass episode.
I know.
So much happened.
So much happened.
And more is going to happen. Yeah, like,
next
so
week
much
we have
more
the season finale.
And I love the season finale.
I know.
Okay. Can you feel this? That's coming. Okay.
That's the episode.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Literally, thanks for listening.
The first chunk, the first chunk of our episode was recorded on a different day.
Yeah. Our intro.
If they're patrons, they're going to see our outfits change.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm going to have to figure out how to stitch together the video.
Cool.
Okay.